Joining us now from Boston is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Governor Charlie Baker made the news this week when he testified about opiate treatment and what to do to combat the spreading epidemic. And this is his second big bill that's trying to address the issue.
Yeah, this was really the main event this week here on Beacon Hill is, you know, Baker's new opiate treatment bill. What it does is it's trying to make sure that there will be treatment beds when and where they're needed. It's kind of a reflection of the last 3 or 4 years of what we've learned from this epidemic. To do this, Baker would like to get more types of emergency room workers to evaluate patients for drug abuse and let doctors send patients to involuntary treatment for up to 3 days. That's something that was left out of that 2015 bill. The legislature rejected that idea. Now it's kind of back. It would mean 72 hours of involuntary treatment at a specific treatment place. You know, Baker's team will try to say that it's been different now because 3 years ago we didn't have the number of beds that we do now. The criticism was that it would clog up emergency rooms and keep people there for 3 days. Now, with a lot more treatment facilities online, the idea is that they would have other places to go. But there's still a lot of criticism that says that, you know, this kind of involuntary treatment is going to keep people in those emergency rooms and really just fill them up so that other folks can't get the care they need.
The ACLU has been weighing in on this as well, right?
Yeah, they opposed it the last time around. They haven't been quite as vocal this time, but they still, you know, on a civil liberties standpoint, they definitely oppose this kind of involuntary treatment, basically allowing doctors to go and do this without a court order. Right now, a court can, you know, lead to a similar situation of treatment, but not just on the doctor's discretion the way this would. So yeah, there's a lot of people concerned just about you know, freedoms and what this means.
There was also some talk of supervised injection facilities this week. How does the governor feel about those?
He's not rushing towards, you know, supervised injection facilities. These, of course, would be areas where a drug user could, you know, inject drugs under the supervision of a medical professional. The idea here is to avoid fatal overdoses and then hopefully, you know, move towards some kind of long-term treatment. The governor did not include this in his bill. It's being talked about from some other advocates who say that it's time to move in this direction. Nowhere in the United States does this right now, but it's been pretty popular over in Europe for quite some time.
Okay, moving on, Mike. The legislature worked on some other bills this week. Tell us what they were working on.
They're back in formal session for the first time since November, but, you know, they didn't really take on anything too groundbreaking this first week back. The House, they are set to pass a bill to create a state plan for dealing with Alzheimer's disease as it kind of increases in the population. Massachusetts has an aging population. Alzheimer's is going to be more and more of a problem going forward, and I think that this bill would basically bring a lot of the state's resources and the different agencies and departments together into one plan that says this is how Massachusetts expects Alzheimer's to go in the next, you know, decade or so, and what the state plans to do to kind of marshal its forces to provide the services that it needs. The Senate passed a consumer protections for real estate appraisals. They passed that on Thursday. There was a financial aid information making that more available to students, potential students, and another bill to crack down on illegal hunting.
And finally, after Baker was in the news for the opiate bill this week, he's going to bookend this short week with another event that's going to put the focus on the work he's been doing in office, and that's his main pitch to voters this year.
Yeah, Baker is definitely going to be running on his record in office and the idea that he is the competent manager in the corner office that can run state government. That's Baker's pitch. You're going to be hearing about it all year until November. He's going to bring that message to the Massachusetts Municipal Association, which is the annual gathering of town and city officials. He may drop some hints about his plans for local aid. The governor has his State of the State speech next week, and he has to file his budget the day after. So today he's going to talk really about money and when it comes to municipalities. That means local aid. That's something that's very important to cities and towns. It's how they run, you know, fire departments, police departments, school departments, things like that. So he's definitely going to bring that message to these local officials, which have really made up a bit of a base for him. It's a kind of bipartisan base, these select boards and town managers that he's really gone after in his 4 years in office.
That's WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks for this update. Have a great weekend.
You too.